Doug, this is dictating on Valerie Mitchell. That's V-A-L-E-R-Y, Valerie. V as in Victor, V-A-L-E-R-Y, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, M as in Mary, Mitchell. Your birth is 4-3-67. Date of visit is 10-29-24. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Erica, E-R-I-C-A, O'Donnell. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Valerie Mitchell for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. First, please tell us. This is a 57-year-old female who was recently evaluated for an episode of bronchitis with wheezing, cough, and chest congestion. Was seen in the emergency room. On 9/18/24, at which time she was noted to have URI-like symptoms with diffuse wheezing, and a chest X-ray was reportedly showing a lobar pneumonia. She had been seen at the emergency room on August 26-24 with chest tightness, and a CTA of the chest showed no acute pulmonary infiltrates and no evidence of pulmonary embolism. The patient has used an albuterol inhaler as needed, and she also was given a course of antibiotics. In August this year, she does have a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, for which she had a CPAP mask, which she used for less than a year and does not use it presently. The patient presently has some shortness of breath with activity, occasional cough, but does not bring up much sputum, and she denies chest pains, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for left knee replacement in May of 23, right knee replacement 11 years ago. She has a history of hypertension and sleep apnea and has a history of anxiety. Next paragraph. Allergies to lisinopril. Next paragraph. Habits of patient denies smoking and drinks alcohol rarely. Next paragraph. Family history. Father's alive at age 98. Mother is alive and has a history of hypertension and diabetes. Oh, can you please add, father also has a history of peripheral vascular disease and has had an amputation of his lower extremity. Next paragraph. If you have symptoms, the patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. And she has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has no chest or jaw pain. No calf muscle pains, but has palpitation. Also has she has anxiety, no depression. She has headaches. No seizures or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. She does have joint pains and muscle aches. Next, medalist. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. And duloxetine, 30 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Sumatriptan, 25 milligrams as needed. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight middle-aged female is light pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 215, saturation 99. HE and enormous phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest. Equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes in the upper lung fills with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular swollenness to no murmur nasty. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, edema, known. No cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross humoral deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthma with chronic cough. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan the patient will get a CBC, BMPIGE level, and a complete PFT. She'll use Briolipta 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily. And Ventolin HF8, 2 puffs, TID PRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell. O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. D-O. Thank you.